Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody. Celebrity dish we are dishing up today in entertainment news is really your most important meal of the day. So you sit back, relax, and let us serve you. But before we get to any of that, we got to say what's up to our crew in Atlanta. Hey, everybody.
What's up, y'all?
And yes, Portia's still out, but that's okay because we've got the lovely and talented Eva Marcil sitting in with us. We love when you're here, Eva.
Thank you, guys.
So later, Taronda Jones stopped by the studio, and of course, Frank asked her about Jussie Smollett. Hear what she had to say about that. Plus, we talked about all the exciting things that are happening on Empire. Plus, Jenny McCarthy is really upset with Barbara Walters. And Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is even more upset at her mother. So we're going to get to all of that a little bit later in the show. But first, Frank's got something juicy.
Yes. Ooh. Well, to start things off, we've got a smash alert.
Juicy.
Yes, Lady Gaga's been living the single life ever since she broke up her engagement.
Yeah.
And while we're all speculating about her relationship with Bradley Cooper,
yes,
because she won for best Oscar, or the Oscar for best song,
mm-hmm,
and then they performed it on stage at the
Shallow
Oscars, and we on the show were all like, they're doing it, or they want to do it, or
yes,
they've done it.
Yes.
Seriously, there's some serious tension there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gaga has allegedly been finding comfort in the arms of another Avenger.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, which one? It's Hawkeye himself, Jeremy Renner.
Wow.
Mm. Now, see, that's actually a good matchup. I'm a big height girl, and she's 5'2". She's little, but he's little.
Is he little?
He's little, too. So that's maybe a better match.
I thought Hawkeye was bigger than Rocky the Raccoon.
He's a little guy.
Now, I guess. I mean, people are saying it's kind of serious because Gaga reportedly even met his 6-year-old daughter, Ava.
Oh, now that's
pretty
serious.
Fast. Yeah.
So now Jeremy has a new Avengers movie coming out. I guess Lady Gaga has some new music coming out. So as far as being a awesome power couple in Hollywood, what do you think?
I'm not mad at this union because it's
like
kind of
it,
like, it's so random that it could work.
I wonder, can they do a song together so we can feel like our dreams are fulfilled seeing her with somebody?
Oh,
from,
my God.
That's what they got to do.
With.
They got to do a new, they got to do it. They got to get Lady Gaga to do a song for the Avengers movie.
If she sings that song, I hope she shoots her with an arrow.
How do these starlets fall out of love and then fall back in love? Just
they
so
were never
quick
in love, Gary. What?
You didn't see them singing together.
I did see them singing
together.
You must not have.
Acting game strong.
The acting game is just A1.
Mm, that's
but
true.
But they meant
Lady Gaga literally
moist
took a morning after singing with Bradley Cooper. Like, please, a full-on plan B.
They were acting.
She
so
was
did
pregnant.
I.
They had to put a condom on the microphone.
Will Smith is still facing his fears and new challenges on his Facebook watch show called Will Smith's Bucket List. We've been talking about this.
Yeah, after he turned 50, he's starting to go a little bit crazy.
A little bit. Maybe that happens. That's natural. But in the latest episode, Will starts training for a half marathon.
See?
And
crazy.
I know. And he reveals how he did the unthinkable during his 10-year rise to mega movie stardom. Take a look.
Being this far out of shape is kind of a little bit new for me. I didn't drink for over a decade. You know, during my rise as a movie star, I was like wildly disciplined. So being in this place in my life, this for me now, allowing myself to be seen it less than optimally is new.
If that's out of shape, I'm a tub of
Okay. You know, that's what's so funny. Like, to Will Smith, when a guy like that who looks like that says I'm out of shape, every other guy's like, shut up. But for Will Smith...
Yeah, but it's not about comparison to everyone else. It's comparison to your best self. So if you think of, like, Will Smith, he, like, played Muhammad Ali and literally looked like him. It was in perfect boxing shape.
Could you? I mean, if you did have a possibility of a rise to fame in doing movie roles, do you think, Heidi, you could quit drinking for a decade?
No. I can't seem to stop drinking for 10 minutes.
Right. You're asking a person who has a wine cellar.
And the thing with the wine cellar is it's staring at me all, it's out. It's like you see it. I walk by it every day when I'm taking laundry to the laundry room. It's like,
yeah, Heidi's wine cellar is like walking into a 7-Eleven where they keep all their cold drinks behind glass. You can see every bottle.
Yeah, how can I just, I can't give that up. But you're right. I mean, alcohol makes you fat. If I could give that up, yeah, you can shred weight so quickly.
And that stuff doesn't drink itself.
You could have been Captain Marvel.
Said I'm Captain Merlot.
All right, man, so the college admissions scandal, a.k.a. Varsity Blues, has not made things easy in the household of Lori Loughlin and her husband, Captain Mossimo. Now, they were both arrested and charged in the scandal. Now, it seems like their own daughter, Olivia Jade, has turned on them as well. Now, Olivia Jade is 19, and she's furious with her parents and believes that they've ruined everything, especially her career as a social media influencer. She's lost endorsements with both Sephora and Tresemme.
Here's the rich people problem.
Well, I know, but here's the thing that does suck for Olivia Jade. I know she's had a nice existence with her mom and dad both being successful, but the thing is, you go to college because you want to learn something so that you can build a brand or build a career. But if you've already done that, it's like, no, I've got a business going, I'm making some money, I've got a career, then why do I have to go to college if I've already done what I'm going to college to do?
No, but she's just a selfish little... What school did she go to?
Oh, wow.
My thing is, because first of all, she knew she was dumb and she was not smart enough to even go in college. Why you here with your damn mom and them here? Because they tried to help you get in school.
It is kind of offensive, but thanks, Mom. You didn't think I could get in there on my own?
Here's the thing. Lori Loughlin does this all the time. In fact, I heard that she's spending 500,000 cigarettes to get into the best prison.
Okay.
She is going to have a lot of girlfriends in prison.
You think so?
Someone's going to have some hooch for her. Is she going
Becky.
To prison?
Becky. It's not looking good. And, like, her mom actually forced her to go to USC. She didn't want to go. But her sister, Isabella, actually enjoys going to USC.
They're both going to get pointed at. You know what I'm saying?
What's her name? Her mom paid for her to get in.
Yeah.
That's her sister. The mom paid for the other girl, but the sister's really smart.
Yeah, like, it's going to constantly
Is that the smart sister
talking.
Or the stupid sister?
Right.
Well, y'all, it looks like Jenny McCarthy is spilling the tea Gary style. McCarthy was a co-host on The View from 2013 to 2014, right? And in an upcoming book called Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View, McCarthy is quoted comparing Walters to the abusive mother in the 1981 film Mommy Dearest. Let me tell y'all what she said. She said, every day I went home, I was miserable. I've never seen a woman yell like that before until I worked with Barbara Walters. Barbara would check out what I was wearing if she didn't agree with it or it didn't compliment her outfit. I had to change. I was a human Barbie doll.
All right, bitch.
So what y'all think about what she had to go through with old Barbara?
That's cute. That's Miss Walters' show, honey. Miss Walters ran the show.
I agree.
You got to come,
I mean,
baby.
She is boss like bitch. If I don't like what you're wearing...
Well, she was the producer of the show.
Right.
And she was also on the show.
She's her show.
If he hires, like, a young Jenny McCarthy, which is like, oh, she was on the other end, her and Whoopi on one end, you got Jenny on the other, you can't ever come in and dress how she wants to dress and look
That's
all skanky.
Right.
It's like we're a show that takes each other seriously. We're not the real.
Lonnie's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
We love Lonnie.
She also said, you know, about Whoopi. She said Whoopi was one to control everything. So it seems like she has problems with women who try to control her.
So she said Barbara never told Whoopi or Sherry anything while she was getting on her, so...
Maybe she didn't have notes for them. It's like, you're doing fine.
Jenny's known to be wild, though, Heidi.
And Whoopi looked like she could whoop everybody at that table. Yeah, I don't know why telling Whoopi anything.
You can't play with Whoopi.
You think you can tell somebody without eyebrows or someone who cuts their eyebrows out voluntarily? You think you can tell them what to do? All right, so up next, find out what legendary singer is praising his all-time favorite group, A Tribe Called Quest. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, I have to tell you about my new favorite bra. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz, which only takes 60 seconds to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect gift. You're sure to get the right size because Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. Ladies, you know how it is when you get home. The first thing we do is take our bras off, but since wearing Third Love, I sometimes forget that I'm even wearing a bra. That's how comfortable they are. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. They're giving you 60 days to try one. If you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. And right now, they're offering our viewers 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/dish to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off. That's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off of your Third Love bra. Do it today. Dish
Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up? Hello.
Now, big congratulations are in order to Jessica Simpson. Now, the singer and fashion mogul and her husband, Eric Johnson, welcomed their third child together on Tuesday, a baby girl by the name of Birdie Mae Johnson. Now, get this, y'all. She weighed in at 10 pounds, 13 ounces.
Ouch.
Biggin'. The singer shared the big news on Instagram along with the sweet photo. Now, if you're not caught up, Jessica was very open about her difficult pregnancy, but with some laughs, too. Earlier this month, the mom shared that she had been hospitalized for a week while battling bronchitis. It was her fourth hospital visit in 2 months. Then she gave us a look at her pregnancy. Swollen feet in January. Then she also participated in the 10-year challenge, where she showed off side-by-side photos of her feet. And, of course, she made us chuckle when she revealed that she broke the toilet seat by leaning back on it while she was pregnant.
What is up with the Birdie and the Birdie Mae?
Yeah, but you know, that's an old name. I have a friend named Miss Birdie.
Miss Birdie sounds like she over the Usher board.
She sounds like she's 60, but not for a child.
Birdie Mae Johnson sounds like she's going to start, like, the next sit-in.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know, a civil rights time traveler.
Well, y'all, what a great day in hip-hop. First Jay-Z's sixth studio album, The Blueprint, has reportedly been selected for the Library of Congress. Ooh. Now this guy, Q-Tip, was a recent guest on Elton John's Beats One radio show, where he was greeted with a barrage of compliments courtesy of the rock icon. And during the interview, Elton referred to A Tribe Called Quest as one of hip-hop's most influential groups ever. He said, if you don't know A Tribe Called Quest, you're stupid. But if you listen to Electric Relaxation, you'll understand why I rave about them.
Yo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town.
Yeah, and Elton John is right. Like, if I had to, like, play a gateway Tribe Called Quest song for somebody, especially a female, it would definitely be Electric Relaxation. Like, the song is perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
But does that surprise y'all, somebody like Sir Elton John listen to Tribe Called Quest?
Not at all.
Because he recognizes good music.
And you can't be a master of any genre and not be aware of everybody else who else is great in the field doing what they do.
Right. I mean, I'm sure he's in his car right now, like, so, listening to Brett.
Girl, no, you don't.
Why not?
Elton John actually, like, had a collaboration song with a Young Thug.
I don't think he would know me, but I think he would know that song and that sample because it's an Isley Brothers record.
You think heard some of your songs here, Craig?
No, I'm pretty sure Elton John has probably never heard my song.
Well, if he hasn't heard it, I just heard it and saw the new video for Machine Gun Rap. Elton John, get into it because it's bomb.
My bad, too confident to mumble.
I'm saying, I need you on a remix, man.
It's really good.
A little British accent on that. All right, y'all, know what time it is.
It's deal time.
If you're looking for an easy, natural, and quick way to relieve pain, then you're going to love these ceramic gel packs. It's great for shoulders, arthritis, headaches, and back. Now, the cold helps reduce swelling and inflammation, and the hot helps relieve pain and aids muscle recovery. Plus, the ceramic gel beads maintain optimum temperature for longer, faster relief.
Now, I could use this here for my aching muscles.
You sure can. The extra thick gel pack conforms to your body for faster relief, and it's up to 40% colder than comparable gel packs. And the ceramic beads are infused with technology, and you know what else is cool?
Mm.
The case comes with a strap hold gel pack for hands-free pain relief.
Wow, this is great, Head Crack. How much is it?
Well, Brat, usually the three-pack wall hot and cold ceramic gel packs will cost you about $60. But for our Dish Nation viewers, $20.
$20.
Just go to morningsafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, Heidi and Frank get a special visit from Portia. Ooh. From Empire. Now, that's right, baby. That Miss Taronda Jones, honey, is dishing with us after the break. Dish
Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, this is really, really cool because we have a friend of the show back in the studio. She's best known for her role on Empire as Cookie Lyons' assistant. You know her, Portia Taylor, but her name in real life is Taronda Jones, and she's in the building today. Look at her.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, my God.
What was that, a couple of years ago?
Avert your eyes. She is an enormous star. Last time Taronda was here, you were promoting the second season of Empire,
Absolutely. Right? Yep.
And you watch Empire, you know a lot has changed. So why don't you update us on what's new, what's happening, what's different?
You know, Cookie and Lucius, they lost the Empire.
Yes.
But they ended up, they're trying to gain the Empire back. There's a lot of alliances, new alliances, and I think there's this one man who's coming, and I think he's more dangerous than Lucius.
Oh, damn.
I don't know how dangerous it can get.
I also recall asking you last time you were on the show if your character Portia is going to be getting any loving on the program. If they need to cast somebody, I'll do it. I feel something.
Well, I mean, if we're going there, I'll throw mine in, too.
Okay, Mamacita.
I mean, why not shoot my shot?
I'm open.
That's the best news I've heard.
Is it gonna happen on the show?
Well, not quite. I don't think they're ready for all this. You know? Not quite.
Now I know your EP is out.
A lot of people don't know I do music. So this EP is called Queen Is Here, and I just want to give a taste of everything that I do. So it's lyrical, it's fun.
No, I don't want to put you on the spot. I mean, I do want to put you on the spot a little bit. Do you freestyle some of your stuff?
Yes.
Will you do a little something?
Just a little taste. All right. I don't mind being on the spot.
All right.
I got a whole lot of this, a whole lot of that. I'm the general. Call me the diplomat. I give him the kitty cat. You give me the eggplant. I do a couple splits on a steak like a acrobat. I had a sip of that. I'm gonna blame it on that.
Oh, good stuff.
Are you gonna get to perform on this show?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe not. Tune in.
What a tease.
All right, changing gears a little bit, and I'm gonna have to ask this because I'm an ass. The Jussie Smollett, as far as the vibe on the set, I mean, how is it? Moving forward,
well,
all that
the
going
the atmosphere is great. Everybody is in great spirits, you know, and we're just supporting the best way we know how.
Right.
That's all we can do.
Because when stuff like that happens, I think, you know, it can either weaken a cast or it can strengthen, you know, and you're like, all right, we're here, we're working, we got a job to do.
Let's
make this show, like, okay.
Absolutely.
So you're good.
We're good.
All right.
Ass.
I've dealt with him for 20 years, Taronda. You've been here 5 minutes.
Let me tell you something. I've handled worse, so I got something for you.
All right, it's always good to see Taronda Jones. And don't forget, if you're an Empire fan, you know that it's on Fox every single Wednesday. And also support Taronda's new debut album called
Queen Is Here.
That's right, and the queen was here, right here.
All right, make sure you stay right there, because when we come back, we have a lot more entertainment news to dish to you. So stay there after the break.
Get to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish, y'all.
What's up,
hello.
Y'all?
Well, recently a man from China bid in an auction for something that he considered priceless, and you won't believe how much he paid for it or what it is. Take a look.
Oh. This bird is worth $1.4 million. That's right. You heard me right. This is the prized Belgian racing pigeon. It even has a name. Armando is his name, and it was recently bought at the auction for the record amount by a Chinese buyer.
Yes, y'all. $1.4 million was paid for Armando, the pigeon, and in China, pigeon racing is a big deal, so hopefully the new owner will make his money back, and quickly, okay? Mm. And get this, Armando was considered the most expensive bird ever sold at an auction.
Really?
What y'all think of this? Would y'all pay this much for the fastest bird, pigeon, in town.
Yeah, that would be cute, though, bitch. As soon as you buy that bastardy flower.
Fly away!
Exactly.
It goes back to the person who sold it. It's a whole hustle.
I grew up in the hood in South Central. You go to the swap meet, you could buy pigeons. No one spent $1.4 million.
We need to sell these birds, though. Like, if cats is getting that much for birds, like, for real, we could get
pigeons,
paid.
Are pigeons, like, bottom feeders
of the
birds?
You can tell, though, that is a very well-kept pigeon.
Yes, ma'am, but like she got her greens.
Yes, and her the detail in her wings. Did you see when they held it open?
The feathers were, like, pristine.
It was just perfect.
It had a hair bead on the ankle.
Yeah.
And that neck long. Mm-hmm.
What that neck do?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.